The unique nature of catastrophes is a real challenge for the analyst. Every catastrophe is, almost by definition, unique. A systemic failure at Atlanta Airport is different if you're Delta than a similar failure in San Francisco. And while Zika and swine flu were both mad, crazy public health crises, they impacted different populations in different areas in totally different ways. So if you wanted to build a model to capture something like the customer satisfaction impact of a catastrophe, it's hard. You could pick a series of storms or airport shutdowns and model their impact, but there's a good chance each will be unique and the predictive value fairly low for the next big problem. This is a case, though, where flipping the modeling paradigm can help solve an otherwise intractable problem. Instead of trying to build a macro model that predicts effects by disaster, you can build a micro model that predicts the customer sat impact for an individual caught in a systemic delay. With that in hand, you have a way of predicting the CUSSAT impact of any systemic disaster. Just multiply the number of passengers affected by the predicted impact, and voila, you have a prediction. I do a forecasting workshop that delves into precisely that kind of paradigm shift for predicting sales at the account level. But I never thought about it in the context of catastrophic prediction. It's a way to make outliers a little more predictable.